Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And welcome to our congregation. Sorry.
Whether you're a weekly attendee or this is your first time here to celebrate Shabbat with prayer, to mourn the loss of a loved one, or pray for someone in need of healing, we welcome all with open arms.
Tonight, we will have a different and special service. We call it Kids Rule the Shul.
The Temple B'nai Shalom Religious School students will be leading almost the entire service from the prayers to the sermon.
We even help put the service together ahead of time.
We would also like to welcome our 7th graders and their families.
Tonight, we made our yods as we began our B'nai Mitzvah preparations.
We all worked very hard putting the service together, so we all hope you enjoy.
It's going to be a wonderful evening, and as the 7th grade was working on putting their yods together, and each student read from the Torah, and of course have a picture on your cell phone, it's about creating memories, and it's about bringing meaning, and that's what y'all are doing this evening. So thank you to everybody who helped put the service together, who is participating, and thank you especially to Rabbi Rappaport, who organized everything for this evening. We continue now with L'cha Dodi. L'cha Dodi is on page 4.
Tiferet veli tchila la 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 Chadodi likrat likrat kala Bnei bnei shabani kabala Lachala Chadodi likrat likrat kala Bnei bnei shabani kabala Likrat shaban lehu venecha Ki mekor habracha Merosh mikedem nesucha Sofa asei b'machshava tchila
up as they walk to light our Shabbat candles, Harry Glicklin, Ari Horgan, Kylie Miller, Audrey Goldman, and Ruby Goldman. And candle lighting is on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine, then taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav, Mitzivanu, L'Hadlikner, Shel Shabbat.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Rise for Baruch Hu on page 8. Graders to ninth graders have had a chance to be part of this service, so we're going to give fourth grade and under a chance to participate, because you're kids too. So fourth grade and under, come on up to the risers to help lead us in When God Made the World on page 9. Anyone fourth grade and under? And we have motions going on in the front row, so you will not, if you don't remember them, you're covered.
Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah.
Love God with all your heart.
Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. speak words that are kind.
Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat.
Honor parents and teachers.
Learn and study.
We praise you, our God, who gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives.
Each of our seventh graders this evening has a brand new Torah Yad that they made immediately prior to this service. A Torah pointer is called a Yad because Yad means hand. Excellent. So in a minute, they are going to come forward and place their yads, their Torah pointers, on one of our Torahs, and this blesses it. And you may keep it there until Tuesday school. That's fine. And now, once it is blessed and once it's really holy and ready to be used as a Torah yad, you don't want to be using it to, you know, read the newspaper. Not that anyone reads the newspaper tomorrow, I suppose. Or waves. I do. Just... yeah, I do. You know, it's not to wave around and poke at your brother. It is intended only for holy purposes. So your yad would be an amazing way to practice your Hebrew in your prayer book, to practice your Hebrew from your Torah portion. That's a great use of it. And many of our students choose to use them at their bar and bat mitzvahs. They're not required to, but a lot of them just choose to do that. So I would like to now call up the B'nai Mitzvah class of 5779 to the Ark to place your yads on the Torah.
Please rise.
Stay up here. So Ava's was just bursting with joy because her bat mitzvah is first and it couldn't contain itself, but we'll get it back together. Do not worry. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless all that you do with your yads, with your hands, and with your hearts this year and into your Jewish life ahead. We pray that this year, your first year of Jewish adulthood, will be the start of many that will bring you joy and fulfillment and happiness. Amen. Mazel tov to all of you. We'll keep this on. Oh, you know what? No, you're supposed to lead the Shema. I just remembered that. They are leading us in Shema on page 12. you, because you're leading the Havdah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. You get to do it from memory or from here. Page 13. Ahad Shayim Shalosh.
V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol lavcha u'b'chol nashecha u'b'chol me'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levanecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibartam bam v'shivtecha v'etecha Ulechtecha baderech, ushakbecha ukumecha, ukshartam leot al yadecha, v'chayu letotafot b'neinecha, ukhtartam al mezuzot b'techa, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'kitem kedoshim elohechem, Ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher Hoseti Ehem in Eretz Mizraim, Lehiot Lachem Lelohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
So this is a special Michamocha that we tend not to do so much in services on Friday night, but we always do in Tefillah on Tuesday. And it involves two parts. So Molly and, is it Ella? Are leading, and they will show your side. So come up on the risers so everyone can see you. And they are going to direct you. There's a part where you guys say something and then you follow and you know what to do. Special Kids Rule the Shul choreographed Vishamru is on the bottom of page 15.
Sasha.
ha-shamayim ve'etz ha'aretz ve'sham
practice that. That was exactly the right number of ets. So, wow, there's some convergence. You may sit and to lead us, and they are going to sing the first line. Leah Mills, Audrey Goldman, Harry Glicklin, and Carly Daniels will lead us in Adonai Sefatai Tivtach and a vote for Imahot.
Please rise.
Adonai Sifatai Tiftah Ufi Agite Hilateha. Eternal God, open up my lips that my mouth may declare your glory.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Velohe Avotenu V'imotenu, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Velohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Velohe Leah, Ha'el Hakadol Hagibor V'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, V'kone Hakol, V'zofer chastei avot v'imahot, u'mevi ge'ula l'vnei v'neihem, l'ma'an shemo ba'ahava, melech ozer u'mashiach u'magin, baruch ata Adonai, magin Abraham ve'ezra Sarah.
Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation.
We have come together to pray.
Prayer is sharing and singing, reading and quiet moments.
When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be or how we can make the world a better place.
We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special.
When Jews gather together to pray, the place where they gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place, our temple, is holy.
Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sifaot, Meloh Hol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We continue with Sim Shalom in the service folder.
Sim Shalom. Turn to page 24. The next prayer is a Mishaberach. These comforting words can be said on behalf of those who are struggling with physical or emotional challenges. We say this prayer for those we care about and members of our community.
In silence to pray individually or to think about someone or something in your life that is very important to you. You may now take this time to pray silently.
Oh,
Once upon a time, a king owned a huge diamond that was perfect. It was worth millions of dollars. Every day, he would come to his front hall where his servants would bring the diamond to him and his precious daughter, the princess. He would hold and admire the diamond, and all the royal staff came to watch him. There was always a guard close by to make sure no one stole it.
Oh, my diamond is looking as sparkling and perfect as ever. Don't you think so, Princess Lauren?
Yes, I do. It's so beautiful. May I hold it, Father?
I don't think you should hold the diamond until you're 13. You're not old enough yet to take on the responsibility of holding this very precious jewel.
Please, please?
Not today.
Each day, the servants would take the diamond away with a guard close behind. A few months later, the diamond came out for its daily showing within the castle.
My beautiful diamond.
Father, Father, I really, really want to hold the diamond now.
I will be super, super careful. Super careful. Please, please.
Well, all right, Princess, but only for a very short time, and only if you hold on very tightly.
I will. I will. Hooray!
The king was very gently placed the diamond in the princess's hand. She was so excited that she finally got to hold the diamond. It was the best day she's ever had. Even better when they had the kids rule the palace day.
Okay, princess, it's time to give it back.
Okay.
But something happened as the princess was handing the diamond to her father. He looked away for a moment, and the princess didn't know he wasn't paying attention. She dropped it in his hand, but it actually fell on the floor and shattered into two pieces.
Oh no, this is horrible. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. You were just a child. I guess the diamond just won't be perfect anymore.
The king was very disappointed. He couldn't be as excited to see the diamond anymore because it wasn't perfect. It didn't seem as beautiful. He decided that the commoners would still like to see it. They weren't that picky. Every day at lunch, the servant would bring the diamond out to the front of the castle for everybody in the kingdom to look at it. This happened every day until one day, a jeweler came by.
I am a jeweler by profession, and I can tell that this is a very valuable diamond. If it weren't broken into two, it would be perfect. Why hasn't it been repaired?
Well, the king's daughter dropped the diamond and caused this terrible crack. Ever since then, the king has not been very interested in it.
I know I can repair it. Here is my card. Ask the king if he would allow me to repair his diamond. He can see on Yelp that I have a 5-star review.
Thank you.
Well, the king was not very hopeful about the diamond being returned to perfect again, but he had heard good things about this jeweler. So he allows the jeweler to take the diamond back to his shop.
Assistant.
Yes?
I, okay, wait. I have been given perhaps the most difficult job I have ever taken on, to fix the king's diamond and make it beautiful again. If anyone can take on this tough assignment, I know it is our jewelry shop.
The jeweler worked on the diamond every day, and the crack did get smaller.
I have worked and worked on the bottom of this diamond. It's looking perfect again, but I can't seem to put the top part together again. I hope I don't let the king down.
I know that you want to make the diamond just like it was before, but that might not be possible. But I have an idea that will make the diamond look beautiful.
The assistant took out an engraving tool and started drawing on the diamond. The jeweler was concerned, but let the assistant carry out her plan. Finally, the assistant was done.
What a brilliant idea! You are right that this is beautiful. I hope the king thinks so too.
The servant and the guard came to pick up the diamond. The jeweler and assistant came too. They brought the diamond to present to the king and the princess.
Your Majesty, while we may have not returned the diamond to what it looked like before it fell, and while it may not look perfect, we feel that it is indeed beautiful. Oh, Father, I think it's beautiful. In fact, I think it's beautiful than it was before.
The problem was solved when my assistant understood that something can be beautiful without being perfect.
That is true. Sometimes things are more beautiful when they are unique and have imperfections. That is true with things, and that is also true with people.
So the people of the kingdom learned a valuable lesson that day. Being beautiful doesn't mean being perfect. Being beautiful means being creative with who you are and letting your uniqueness shine to the world.
Well done. So we have a solo that goes with the theme of this story, which is that everyone, no matter how unique or how many imperfections, is created in God's image, and we should be proud of who we are. So even Harry will lead us in B'Tselem Elohim, in God's image, and it's in your service folder.
Hello. Hi. So this summer I was the music specialist at the JCC for 8 weeks, and it was awesome. And part of my job was to song lead, so I thought this would be kind of a cool opportunity to lead a song that I taught to the kids there. It's called B'Tselem Elohim, and you guys are going to help me with it. So I'm going to split you down the middle here, all right? So this part is Harry. Oh, and Harry was my CIT for a week, so he knows this song too. So this is Harry's side, this is my side. Good? Thumbs up? Yeah. Okay. So before we start, you need to repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
There you go. Bereishit.
Bara
Elohim. That's it. And okay. So the song is on this part in your service folder. Harry, you can come over here. Oh, we have to teach you one more thing. Ready? Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can you try that? Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah, 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 yeah. We all got a life to live,
We all got a gift to give. Just open up your heart and let it out. If you know it, you can sing it. We all got a piece to bring. We all got a song to sing. Just open up your heart and let it out. Yeah! When I reach out to you and you to me, woohoo! We because with Solem Elohim. When we share our hopes and our dreams, each one of us B'Tselem Elohim. We all got a tale to tell, we all want to speak it well. Just open up your heart and let it out. We all got a mountain to climb, we all got a truth to find. Just open up your heart and let it out. Yeah! When I reach out to you and you to me, woohoo! Each one of us B'Tselem Elohim. When we share our hopes and our dreams, each one of us B'Tselem Elohim.
Okay, so here's where your part comes. Goes Bereshit bara Elohim, all our hopes and all our dreams. Try that. Bereshit bara Elohim, all our hopes and all our dreams. This part's a little different. Bereshit bara Elohim, each one of us B'Tselem Elohim. Try that. Bereshit bara Elohim, each one of us B'Tselem Elohim. Let's try that together. Bereshit bara Elohim, all our hopes and all our dreams. Elohim, each one of us fits on Elohim. Amazing. So you guys start off
Bereshit
Elohim. Yeah! When I reach out to you, to me, woohoo! Join us with Solem Elohim. When we share our hopes and our dreams, each one of us with Solem Elohim.
Thank you. That was great. Thank you. Alenu on page 25, please rise. And if you're opening the ark doors, come on up. You may be seated. The bottom of page 27. There are stars up above, so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. On this Shabbat, we remember fondly our beloved members, Sheldon Miller and Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days. Florette Salzman, cousin of Amy Ahrens. Betty Davison, beloved member, mother of David Kleinman, mother-in-law of Sandy Kleinman, and grandmother of Jason and Rabbi Kevin Kleinman. Dossie Weissbein, mother of Daniel Weissbein. B. Frank Schur, father of Steve Schur. Joseph Schindelman, cousin of Bernard and Marion Bernstein, of Sue Cohn and Patty Reed. The man whose pictures will always grace Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Sidney Copeland, great uncle of Jay Copeland. Diane Goldstein, aunt of Cheryl Lippman. Thomas Connor, cousin of Mindy Panzer. And Senator John McCain, courageous and dedicated friend to American democracy. And we remember the yard sites, the yearly anniversaries of death of these beloved members, these beloved loved ones and family members and friends of our members. Mildred Cohn, Paul Weezer, Anna McVeigh, Mayor Wolf, Dan Wolf, Sister Leonie Shanley, Abraham Gordon, Al Hudson, Leon Ryskin, Samuel Serdofsky, Marion Crawford, David Goldstein, Marie Green, Eri Rochewalb, Manny Botello, Bertie Katz, Connie Dixon, Dorothy Stettner, Fania Tolman, Nomi Cudler, Fern Denholm, Stephen Goldberg. We know that although they are no longer with us, their legacy, the memory, the blessings they brought to this world will never fade. We honor their memories with Kaddish, page 28. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash Shemei Rabba, v'yalma divrach erute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye decho Beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kariv imru, amen. Yehe Shemei Rabba mivarach la'alam almei almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yitramam v'yit naseh. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalol Shemei dekutsha berichu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran b'alma v'imru amen. Yehe Shlama Rabba min Shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. v'imru, amen. O seh shalom b'mirumav, uya aseh shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, v'imru, v'imru.
From the sacred moment of memory to celebrating the joy that is the Shabbat day. So we have a few people coming up to lead us in Kiddush and Motzi.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. Therefore, we raise our cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav, V'ratzavanu, V'shabak Kadsho, V'ahava U'ratzon.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
What, you're expecting Neil Sidon, president of Temple B'nai Shalom? Well, tonight, kids are ruling the shul, so Mr. President, you can sit back and relax.
Thank you so much for coming to services tonight. I'm Audrey Goldman.
I'm Harry Glicklin.
And I'm Kylie Miller.
We bring you tonight's announcements.
Thank you, ushers, greeters, and Oneg helpers for supporting our service.
Thank you all the kids who helped lead us in worship and everything else.
Thank you to Rob, Janet, and Eve for sharing your gifts of music. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport and Rabbi Crystal, for giving the kids the opportunity to rule shul.
Raise your hand if you read the weekly email.
What was it about? I didn't read it.
Don't follow Harry's example and read your weekly email. The Cole and the TBS website calendar for the great happenings around TBS. Here are a few highlights.
5779 is almost here. The high holidays are only 9 days away. If you have not received your tickets, please call Lynn Richmond.
Start off your new year by joining us right here at TBS for the Sleigh Coat service on Saturday, September 1st at 9 p.m. Desserts will be served at 8:30. And yes, Hebrew School is in session Tuesday, September 4th.
Yay!
However, there will be no Sunday school this Sunday.
If you are regular at Shabbat services, welcome. We hope you enjoyed tonight's service. If this is your first time in a long time at Temple B'nai Shalom, welcome back. We are so happy you are with us tonight.
And if you are new to Temple B'nai Shalom, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you.
Tonight's membership rep is Julie Strasberg. Our membership chairman. Julie and all our board members, including my mom, Audrey's dad, and Harry's dad, are all available to answer your questions at ONIC.
Shabbat Shalom. We wish you a peaceful Shabbat.
We also wish you a good day off on Labor Day and a great next week.
Shabbat Shalom.
So anyone who would like to come up to... Oh, whoops. I'm stepping on your roll. I'm stepping on your part. Sorry.
Our closing song is on Shabbat Shabbat on page 30.
And you're welcome to come up and dance if you like. Come on, come on.
Shabbat.
Benediction. So we didn't practice this. That's what it's Carly and Ella and I. Should we go?
Do you want to actually all together?
You have a reference item, I
yeah.
Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasim lecha shalom. May your days and may our congregation's life always be filled with this much joy and laughter and young people just experiencing the joy and the meaning that is being Jewish. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.